Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Information continues to unfold in the death of Clint and Kristen Brink, the mom and dad who died fighting off an assailant in Devil's Den Park, protecting their two little girls, ages 7 and 9. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Authorities revealed that Christine Amanda Brink returned to help her husband, Clinton Brink, during the tragic double homicide at Devil's Den State Park in Arkansas. Investigators stated that Clinton, 43, was the initial victim of the attack. Christine, 41, managed to lead their two daughters to safety before bravely heading back to help her husband. Major Stacy Rhodes from the Arizona State Police Criminal Investigation Division explained, quote, "The mother did not fully return to the car with the children. We believe she took them to safety first and then went back to help her husband. The children were later found approximately half a mile into the park, unharmed physically. The couple was hiking with their daughters, ages 7 and 9, at the time of the incident. Fortunately, their daughters were not injured and are currently in the care of family members. The couple also has a third daughter who was not present on this hiking trip. Andrew James McGann, a 28-year-old former school teacher, has been charged with 2 counts of capital murder. He was apprehended at a barbershop in Springdale following a 5-day manhunt and over 500 tips from the community. During a press briefing, officials disclosed that McMahon admitted to killing the couple, with Rhodes describing it as, quote, an admission. Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager noted that there is no evidence suggesting McGann was acquainted with the Brink family, and the motive behind the attack remains unknown. McGann made his first court appearance, where he was charged with 2 counts of capital murder. The judge ordered him to be held without bail at the Washington County Detention Center and appointed him a public defender.
You also have a right to communicate with your counsel. Your family or friends and a reasonable means will be provided for you to do that. I've been presented with an affidavit of indigency this morning from Mr. Parrish. I'm going to sign off on that and appoint the public defender's office to your case moving forward to represent you.
Your Honor, with that said, once the court is appointed, the law requires I appoint 2 attorneys to represent you.
Yes, certainly, Mr. Parrish. I'll give you his next court date when we finish this.
His arraignment is scheduled for August 25. Police confirmed that McGann's DNA matched evidence collected at the crime scene, and he sustained an injury during the attack that resulted in blood loss, aiding in the DNA profiling process. Additionally, a search warrant executed at McGann's residence in Springdale, located about 30 miles north of Devil's Den State Park, uncovered items believed to be linked to the crime, Hager reported. Until May of this year, McGann worked as a teacher in a small school district in Oklahoma before resigning to pursue a job in another state. Authorities noted that he has no prior criminal record or known mental health issues. The bodies of the couple were discovered on Saturday at Devil's Den State Park in Washington County. That's about 140 miles northwest of Little Rock, the capital of Arkansas. Nancy, for now, McGann is currently detained without bond, awaiting that next court appearance on August 25.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
Authorities have discovered the vehicle belonging to Austin Robert Drummond. He's the suspect in the quadruple homicide case, who remains at large in Tennessee. Drummond is accused of murdering 4 family members in Tennessee, leaving a 7-month-old baby girl abandoned in a front yard. The car was found in Jackson, Tennessee, which is over an hour's drive from Tiptonville, where the bodies of the 4 alleged victims were found. This according to an announcement from the Dyer County Sheriff's Office. The Jackson Police Department has located the vehicle associated with Austin Drummond, the Post said. We found the car in a wooded area near the end of MCO Road. It appears he may have been living in the car and could still be in the vicinity, the DCSO stated. Residents in the area are urged to secure their homes and stay indoors while the search for Drummond continues. He is considered armed and extremely dangerous, the alert emphasized. If you see him, please call 911 right away and do not attempt to engage the suspect. As of Saturday, August 2, the Jackson Police Department confirmed that Drummond was still on the run. Please be cautious while out and about and stay alert. Residents should ensure their doors are locked as we do not know the suspect's current location, the police department cautioned. Report any sightings to 911 immediately. You can continue your daily activities, but please do so with increased awareness. The news of Drummond's vehicle being found comes alongside emerging details about his background and the identities of the four individuals he is accused of killing. Drummond faces charges of first-degree murder, kidnapping, and firearm possession related to the deaths of Adriana Williams, 20, James Wilson, 21, Courtney Rose, 38, and Braden Williams, just 15. All four victims were discovered on Carrington Road in Tiptonville. They have been identified as relatives of the abandoned baby, specifically her mother, father, grandmother, and uncle, and are all connected to Drummond's current girlfriend. Additionally, reports from Fox News indicate that at the time of the alleged murders, Drummond was out on bond for a previous incident in which he was accused of attempted murder while incarcerated in December 2024. His criminal history includes a robbery conviction at just 16 years old and threats against jurors, as reported by the Associated Press.
9-year-old Alexis Patterson walks from her Milwaukee, Wisconsin home to school with her stepdad, Laurent Bourgeois. Bourgeois says he watched Alexis walk towards the playground before heading home. After school, Bourgeois and Alexis's mother, Ariana, learn Alexis is absent from school. Mom believes Alexis skipped class because she got in trouble for not completing homework and could not bring cupcakes to school that day. Fellow classmates say they saw Alexis crying on the playground before and after school. Alexis reported missing. Police suspect foul play as Alexis has no runaway history. Searches of the surrounding area turn up nothing. Alexis' bio dad, Kenya Campbell, cooperates with police, as does Ariana and Laurent Bourgeois. But police say Bourgeois fails a polygraph. Still, no arrest. Alexis Patterson, an African-American female child, brown hair, brown eyes, 3 feet, 8 inches, 42 pounds at the time she disappeared, a scar below her right eye, and a bump on her left pinky. That was 22 years ago. If you have info on what happened to little girl Alexis Patterson, please call Milwaukee PD, 414-935-7401. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.